Let's talk about three social media mistakes that I encounter regularly. Two of them are to do with social media marketing and trying to generate business through social media marketing, and the other is not. But you'll know when I tell you the three different examples that I come across frequently. The first one is on Facebook. I get these random requests out of the blue on Facebook for somebody to be my friend. I don't know them from a hole in the ground, and they're from Cork or Kerry or Limerick or Tralee or Dublin or someplace, but I simply don't know them. And I know from previous history, I know from previous experience, that what they're actually looking for is free legal advice. So they think the best way to do this is to become my friend first on Facebook. And if I accept them then as my friend on Facebook, they can run something past me or get free legal advice. It doesn't work like that. So the friend request on Facebook from somebody out of the blue that I don't know from a hole in the ground, I'm a little bit suspicious about, and I would be cautious enough about. Generally, if you want legal advice, the best thing to do is to contact me through the Facebook page, the business page, or wherever, and we can organize a consultation. But wanting to become my friend immediately in me, a man with few friends, generates quite a bit of suspicion. The second one is where somebody contacts me on LinkedIn to connect, and I connect with everybody who asks me to connect on LinkedIn. I'm completely indiscriminate, with a few notable exceptions. But when somebody contacts me on LinkedIn, no sooner have I accepted their connection than they are telling me that they are great admirers of my work and my videos and my blog posts and the whole lot. And by the way, you might be interested in this. In other words, they make a pitch. There's no point in making a connection with somebody on LinkedIn and then practically simultaneously or in the next message making a pitch. Simply won't work with me. I don't know whether it works with other people or not, but I doubt it very much, quite frankly. And the third situation is one where the person making the pitch, the person who is trying to sell their services, doesn't give too much regard to the recipient of the message. By that I mean, and you can take a lesson from this if you're doing social media marketing, if you've got a small business and you're trying to drum up clients or customers, then keep this in mind. If somebody comes along to me on social media, on LinkedIn or anywhere else, and they have invented the very topmost supreme dog food ever invented for an absolutely ultra competitive price, and they're coming along and they are connecting with me on LinkedIn, and no sooner have we connected than they're making the pitch for the dog food, there's one problem. There's a fundamental problem. I don't have a dog. So there's no point in you trying to sell something to somebody where they are completely unsuitable. Now, nobody has tried to pitch me dog food on LinkedIn. But somebody tried to pitch me in the last fortnight with a service that is absolutely, completely inappropriate to me. And not in a month of Sundays would I be interested in it, given my background and given where I've started and where I've come to and given my history and so on. I'm not going to embarrass the person, but all I'm going to say is that if you're pitching for business or trying to persuade people to become clients, make sure that whatever you're selling is actually suitable for the person that you're pitching. And remember, there's no point pitching dog training or dog food to a guy who doesn't have a dog. Hope you have these, or hope you find this video useful. It might give you some thought or some provocation by way of thought into how you might use social media well and how you might from time to time make similar mistakes. Don't make these mistakes. I think it's amateurish. As I say, I connect with everybody on LinkedIn, but don't connect with me on LinkedIn and then make a pitch. and don't look to become my friend on Facebook with a view to asking for free legal advice. Hope you find this video useful. Thanks for watching.